believe. You know, you don't fully appreciate today what that word means.
We don't?
I was 6 or 7 years old when I first wondered why some people were born slaves and others were not. Someone told me that the good God made all things and that he just made black people slaves and white people masters. Mm. Well, I found that hard to accept. It went against my whole notion of goodness.
How can anyone develop a notion of goodness in that setting?
Let me tell you an incident which may answer the question. It may seem trivial, but it profoundly affected my life.
Mm-hmm.
I was taken from my mother as an infant and given to my grandmother. Then when I was 7, I was taken from my grandmother and given to a slave woman named Aunt Katie.
Mm-hmm.
Aunt Katie had dominion over all black children on the plantation, a power delegated by her owner and exercised with great cruelty. One day I offended Aunt Katie, a feat not difficult to perform, and she punished me in her usual way.
What was that?
Well, she made me go all day without food. I kept up my spirits through midday dinner, but sundown came and still no food. Only a promise from Aunt Katie that she'd starve the life out of me.
Mm.
Later that evening, when I could stand it no longer, I went behind the kitchen wall and cried. When I tired of this, I sat in a corner after I returned to the kitchen, too hungry to sleep. As I brooded over my life, a strange figure suddenly entered our shack.
Who was it?
My own dear mother. Picture the scene that followed. A friendless, wretched, hungry boy was suddenly in the strong, protective arms of his mother. I shall never forget her look when I told her Aunt Katie had not fed me and that she promised, in fact, to starve the life out of me. Well, the response was a deep and tender pity for me and a fiery indignation for Aunt Katie. My mother placed me on her knee and fed me a large ginger cake.
Mm.
That night, I learned, as I had not learned before, that I was not only a child, but I was somebody's child.
Mm. Beautiful. So you stayed with your mother?
I dropped off to sleep. When I awoke the next morning, my mother was gone. She had walked 12 miles to see me and had that same distance to travel before sunrise. I never saw her again. You know, Mr. Allen, there are thoughtful days in the lives of children when they grapple with great truth, but without appeal to books, to laws, or authorities of any kind. I knew something then about goodness and love. And I also knew that slavery was a crime against God and all members of the human family. A short while after this incident, I was taken to Baltimore to live with my master's brother and his family.
How did your new life work out?
At first, it seemed remarkable to me that I was not beaten. For the first time in my life, I was well fed, properly clothed. My new mistress was more like a mother than a slave owner. She was a Christian woman and given to reading the Bible aloud, at least when her husband was not at home.
The Bible, you say?
Yes, and you know, there's an aspect of the whole ugly drama of slavery on this continent that few people ever stop to think of.
What's that?
That slavery was a massive crime and atrocity committed by a thoroughly Christian culture.
Yes, I had never thought of that.
Well, we slaves never thought about it either at the time. Most of us, in fact, became Christians ourselves.
Mm.
Anyway, I asked my mistress one day how she could convert the pages of a book into such lovely spoken words. With an innocence equal to mine, this kind woman began that day to teach me how to read.
Mm.
She was so pleased, she shared the news with her husband.
And how did he react?
Angrily. His wife, you see, had broken the law.
Really?
Yes. The man said, learning will spoil the best nigger in the world. You teach him how to read, he'll soon want to learn how to write. And when that's accomplished, he'll be running away with himself.
Incredible. Well, our other guests will naturally want to put a great many more questions to you, Mr. Douglas. Let me start bringing them right out now.
Right.
In recent years, there's been an increase in concern about human rights. An organization called Amnesty International, however, believes that in recent years, torture has been practiced by governments in some 60 nations. Now, most of you probably never before even heard the name of the gentleman I'm about to introduce, but his contribution to the civilization of Europe was important. Welcome, please, the Marchese.